Since we raised this question of men and women who choose to be childless, we have been getting all kinds of stories from you, and we're going to share some of those in a moment. But according to the Pew Research Center, the U.S. ranks near the top worldwide in terms of childlessness. 1 in 5 American women ends her childbearing years without having a child. That's compared to 1 in 10 women back in the 1970s. Megan Dom is the editor of a new collection of personal essays called Selfish, Shallow, and Self-Absorbed, 16 writers on the decision not to have kids. The great stories in her book, she says, have started some great conversations.
It's a really hard job. Having kids is really hard. Being a parent is really hard. And especially in the last couple of decades, the tasks around it have been ratcheted up. It's become this kind of, it's become professionalized in a way. Like, you either leave it to professionals, or if you are a parent, you are going to perform it as a professional might. And so when someone comes along and says, well, actually, I don't want to do this. It's a hard job that I choose not to do. There can be something really threatening about that. And I can understand why.
There's a whole quality of parenting nowadays, and you notice it definitely in New York, that the aspects of child rearing have acquired a kind of vogue fashion status. The right school, the right stroller, the right double stroller.
Yeah.
Parents who I see engaging in every aspect of this fashion piece, I mean, I don't know how they can afford it, first of all, but secondly, it just must produce so much anxiety.
Yeah. Jennifer Senior, who wrote a wonderful book called All Joy and No Fun, you know, she actually makes a really good point that, you know, the experience of having a family and sort of the act of having a family used to be just sort of what you did. It wasn't an expression of your morality, for instance. It wasn't an expression of your aesthetic. And sort of in lieu of people being sort of active civic participants, going to churches, being involved in their communities, the nuclear family has become an expression of morality. It's become the way mm-hmm. you show the world what kind of person you are. And so I think that can very easily get translated into how expensive your stroller is and what sort of Montessori preschool you're going to and what kinds of gluten-free snacks are being offered in your house. And it just kind of takes on a life of its own.
The three really compelling arguments, two of which are in this collection, the third is sort of referenced vaguely, make a lot of sense to me, but they're very abstract in my life. I mean, number one, population explosion. There's enough people, all right? So don't have kids. And that's sort of Bill McKibben's argument,
right,
which really kind of came down in my face. I'm friends with Bill, but it's just sort of like, you know, Bill, shut up. I love you.
He has one child.
Yeah, he has one child, exactly. And that was his argument, have one child. The second one, though, which I found really persuasive is, and having seen my wife pregnant, you know, 3 times, 5 kids, not fun. Don't want to do that. Perfectly rational decision. And one of the feminists that you quote talks about how, you know, pregnancy itself is the best argument for not having kids.
She does make that argument. There are a lot of women who love being pregnant, and
yeah,
that's a really important part of their life experience.
My wife is not one of them.
Well, you know, the thing with this is everyone has their own experience, their own baggage, their own predilections they bring to this. I chose essays and I chose writers that were going to say different kinds of things. I mean, I think one of the problems with this discussion is that it gets kind of boiled down to, ew, baby's gross, or babies are the best thing in the world. And it's not all one thing. I think there's a lot of intellectual dishonesty that can start to happen because, you know, just as the parent who says, I never had one moment's regret about having these kids, that's not true. Everyone has regret in their lives. But that kind of statement is just as intellectually dishonest as the person who's chosen not to have kids but says, every day I wake up and thank God I don't have children. I mean, yes, there are some people who might say that, but I think the majority of us, you know, we go through life and it's complicated and our feelings change moment to moment and day to day. And there are writers in this book that say, I never wanted to be pregnant. I have no interest in it. But there are also writers that say, yeah, there are moments where this feels like a loss, but that doesn't translate into I wish I had done this.
It's not
an either or kind of thing.
The most thoughtful, I think, sort of intellectual domain here, which really relates to the extended families that we no longer have in the United States, and that is people who make the decision to not have kids because they know they would be bad at it. I get that. And that's really valid, and it's not something that we talk much about.
No, and I think part of the reason we don't talk about it is because you will often hear from parents, well, that's what I thought. I thought I would be bad at it. I thought I wouldn't like it, but it turned out to be the best thing I ever did. Now, I don't disbelieve that. I think that there are a lot of scenarios in which that's totally true. But I also think that we need to just give more credit to the way people make life decisions. There is no bigger life decision than choosing whether or not to have a child, if you are lucky enough to be able to choose. And the idea that somebody who opts out of it is not as trustworthy as somebody who went ahead and did it.
It's a job. I mean, you may come with the equipment to procreate, but not everyone is a good parent. Period, the end.
Yes.
That is a fact.
I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of empirical evidence for
that. Yeah, yeah. You know, so I really, I can't emphasize this enough. I think that one thing that really has to happen, and for some reason there's a lot of interest in this right now, so this may be the moment, is to reframe the way we talk about all of this, because it's not parents versus non-parents. That makes for very clickable headlines, and the media loves to drum up sort of debate between moms and non-moms and that kind of thing. But we're all wanting a peaceful, productive society, and the way to have that is to give people the space to make the right choices as best as they possibly can.
Megan Daum is the editor of Selfish, Shallow, and Self-Absorbed, 16 Writers on the Decision Not to Have Kids. What about you? What's your decision? Coming up next, listeners share why they are child-free, and we want to hear from you as well. 877-8-MY-TAKE, that's our number, or tweet us at The Takeaway. And you can also ask me anything on Twitter every day. I take your questions, sometimes your complaints, and I do my best to get back to you personally. Tweet me at Jay Hockenberry. More of your stories next.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.